My name is Carlos, and this is the Cleveland Daily. Joining me today are my colleagues Shamara Wade and Tanya Reyes. This year marks the 10-year anniversary of the financial crisis, where U.S. policymakers made a plan to rescue the financial system in freefall. The plan was successful, but all it did was open up another crisis. On the second week of September, the Lehman Brothers stock fell like a stove by 80%, which meant their future was in doubt. Later that week, all the CEOs of the big banks in Wall Street were being summoned to the Federal Reserve in New York City to come up with a scheme to save Lehman Banks. Lehman Brothers ended up bankrupt, with every employee packing up their things and leaving. Later that same day, news came in about Merrill Lynch, fearing that they might go bankrupt because they were being sold to Bank of America. And later that night, word was going around how AIG was going to go down also. As time went by and all the stock market would do was keep going down, no one had ever seen anything like that before. This all started back in 2002 and 2003 when banks gave out home mortgage loans to people who wouldn't be able to pay it off. When banks realized that, they sold the mortgages to others, but all that did was spread the risk. So in 2008, when all this happened, things were tough because so many people owed money.
It was a hot summer evening in 2017 in Chino, California. The smell of urine filled the air of the warehouse where there was boxes, packages, and very few windows. The warehouse work environment is a horrific horror story, says Seth King, a former Amazon worker. Due to the fast pace that workers are expected to work at, they are limited to their breaks. Too many breaks result in penalties, two penalties result in getting fired. The workers are monitored and watched 24/7 and sometimes works over 10-hour shifts. After hearing all these stories, James Bloodworth, a news reporter, wanted to experience this for himself, so he went undercover and got hired at another Amazon warehouse. Bloodworth told us that workers urinate in trash cans due to the inability to use the restrooms. Since Bloodworth's undercover experience, over 300 warehouse workers have spoken out. Workers describe working condition as inhuman and working like robots. Very few bathroom breaks, very few lunch breaks, and non-stop working. In September 2018, Bernie Sanders spoke out against Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, whose net worth is $138.20 billion. Bernie Sanders says Jeff Bezos makes more in 10 seconds than an Amazon employee makes in 1 year. Sanders started a petition against the company and has gotten over 120,000 signatures. Bernie Sanders is still in the process of making sure that Amazon workers get an increase in their wages and the working condition they deserve. But even with all these stories and the working condition, Amazon still continues to expand.